L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. Appreciate you hanging out with us as we get ready for a big hour. It is T-minus 58 minutes or so before we'll have the opening tip-off in the Western Conference Final between the Dallas Mavericks and the Minnesota Timberwolves. The winner will, of course, of this series, will go ahead and punch their ticket to represent the Western Conference in the NBA Finals. And boy, oh boy, Denver last year, it feels like the West. Whoever comes out of the West usually has the best chance of winning it all here. I don't know that that is the case this year because obviously we just watched the Boston Celtics do their thing last night, although they made a lot of Celtics fans and backers sweat last night. They didn't ultimately get the cover at 9.5-10, but they did get the win, which is ultimately all that matters. And I think the future odds show us that, yeah, maybe it's the Celtics. It's the East and the winner coming out of the East, which is the one that will have the best shot at taking it all down. As you can see there, now the Celtics minus 165, Minnesota just behind them, Dallas and Indiana. Now, I wish I could turn the clock back and just rewind it for you so we could, at this very point last year, with the Miami Heat taking on the Boston Celtics. Boy, those numbers looked awfully familiar. Just go ahead and take out Minnesota and insert Denver there. And boy, you would have had where Indiana is right now on the bottom of that, the four teams remaining at a monster number. Look at that number, 3,600 plus 36 to 1. Yeah, Miami's numbers were even worse last year. And how did that work out? Well, Miami eventually made it to the finals and lost to the Denver Nuggets in five. But it just goes to show you that's why they play the games here. And don't think for 1 minute the Boston Celtics don't have that in the back of their head here. I mean, congratulations, Boston. You made it to another Eastern Conference Finals. Who cares? You've been there for like the last 5-6 years. What are you going to do after this? Well, I think they got a wake-up call last night against the Indiana Pacers, who showed that they're not messing around, much like Miami last year. The only difference between them is, of course, Miami could play defense, and they had established stars like Jimmy Butler and others, a very well-coached team. I can promise you Eric Spoelstra would not have allowed Jaylen Brown to shoot that three in the corner last night to tie it. So there are some bumps in the road, but the reality is Boston is not going to be handed anything. I think Indiana showed us that Boston is going to have to earn it. And to this point, they've kind of cakewalked through the Cavs and through the Miami Heat, who were shells of themselves because nobody was healthy. Well, that's not a problem here, as they're going 10-11 deep with Indiana. So depth, not an issue for Indiana. Shooting, not an issue for Indiana. It's going to come down to mistakes. And unfortunately, 21 turnovers did the Indiana Pacers in last night. We'll see how they bounce back in their game here tomorrow. But Dallas is hoping to avoid that entire mess because Dallas also has not done well in game ones here so far in the playoffs. In fact, it's been downright ugly in game ones. They lost, I mean, easily by 12 points in both game ones to the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Clippers. And then, of course, they bounced back, obviously, with wins on the road to tie those series up before they went back home. But it has not been good for Dallas in game ones thus far this postseason. However, I don't think this is the same old, same old. They understand the stage is different. The rest is different. They understand what's at stake here. They have some advantages here in game one. I will go on record and say Dallas is winning one of these first two games and heading back with the series likely 1-1. Which game will they win? Well, that's we're going to find out here. I do happen to think tonight is there for the taking. So if you are remotely considering Dallas tonight and the 4.5, make sure that you're sprinkling a little something on that money line as well, because I don't think the spread is going to come into it with Dallas. I think if they're covering it, it's because they win it outright here tonight. So a lot at stake here in both of these, and it's not a bad number, too. 4.5, you can see you can probably get them plus 160 to 170 and somewhere along those lines. I also love the fact that Minnesota has trailed in 7 of their 11 playoff games at the half this season. They trailed against Denver in 5 of that 7-game series there. So this, don't think for 1 minute this is not a Minnesota team that does start slow, and it's because the offense is anything but consistent. They've been very inconsistent. They've also been very one-dimensional at times with Anthony Edwards. Now, what makes Minnesota work so well is the simple fact that their defense tends to wear down other teams, and that's what allows them, a la the Denver Nuggets in Game 7, allows them to get back into games. But Dallas is a different team than the Denver Nuggets. And I do think the acquisitions there of Daniel Gafford and PJ Washington at the break have been absolutely tremendous. Now, you couple that with the fact that we haven't yet got that big Kyrie game, at least not last series. He was great against the Clippers. He played a different kind of role in that last series against OKC, but we are getting what appears to be a much healthier Luka Doncic here. PJ Washington has really started to come into his own. There are a lot of role players in this game, and I know people are trying to make it where this is going to be all about, oh, the role players won the games for the Mavericks. Well, I mean, listen, it's a team effort. Role players won the Denver Nuggets a championship last year. Why? Well, because you need role players in the playoffs to play really, really well. You got to have that kind of depth. And looking back on it, quite honestly, I'm shocked we didn't. I should have spent more time looking at the lack of depth in Denver and realized that that was going to be a problem as the playoffs moved on here. So role players have their spot, but I think when you get to the Western and Eastern Conference Championship, yes, role players are important. Depth is important, but your stars have to show up. Your stars have to win you this part of the season. So Luka Doncic and Kyrie, Anthony Edwards, Karl Anthony Towns, it is up to your stars to win you a 7-game series with a trip to the NBA Finals. And I think that is what we are going to see here tonight and in the games moving forward. Sure, role players will have their spot, but this isn't about role players. This is all about your superstars coming to play and winning games when you need them to. And I think that's exactly what you're going to get, quite honestly, from both teams in this series here. Also here tonight, don't forget, we're waiting for the puck to drop, and Joe Madden's going to join us here in just a few to talk a little bit about this Eastern Conference Final between the Florida Panthers and the Rangers. And we've seen some interesting line movement in this here now over the last couple of hours. where it looked like the Rangers got a whole lot of love, at least on the East Coast side of things, out West.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also, that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Maybe not so much. The total, I think, is intriguing. Stuck at 5.5. Are we getting goals? Are we getting just an absolute rock fight? Are we looking at a 2-1 game at best? Or is there a chance we got blowout city one way or the other here? These are some of the things we'll talk to Joe Maddon about and see how can we approach game one of the Eastern Conference Final coming up between the Florida Panthers and the New York Rangers. Come back and join us. We'll break it all down for you here on Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. Appreciate you stopping by as we're getting ready, of course, a loaded evening here on the sports betting landscape, including nothing like it here. The start of the Eastern Conference Finals in the NHL. And Joe Maddon knows all about this as this is the fun time of year, Joe, as we get there is no tomorrow here. We've got the best in both conferences battling for a chance to play for a Stanley Cup championship. And it starts with Florida and the Rangers here tonight, which, if we're being honest, Joe, right, this is kind of the series we all thought we were going to get, pretty much the two best, and they were consistently two of the best. But 4-1, the Rangers at home in the playoffs. But you know what? Panthers 4-1 on the road this season, too. So what gives in game one tonight?
Oh, Joe, these teams are so evenly matched, and you look at the goaltenders, the goaltending's elite, the defense is elite. We look at the New York Rangers, and I do think that power play is so effective that if the Florida Panthers find themselves in the box, they're going to be able to convert, but I do give the 5-on-5 play the advantage to the Florida Panthers offensively. So I think this game and this series is going to be a battle to the very end. I'm expecting a lot of overtimes here. But in game one here in Madison Square Garden, I do think the New York Rangers find a way. And I think it's because of Igor Shesterkin. I think he's due for a shutout style game. Now, I don't think it's coming in this first game here. I do expect us to see more goals in this first game. We know the Florida Panthers in that first game versus Boston, they showed that rust versus rest. Now, I don't think they come out as shaky in this one, but I'm expecting offenses to step up. And even though these goaltenders can have great performances, us still to go over that total of 5.5. I could see this being a 3-2 game, Joe, and one of these teams tying it up and pushing it to OT tonight. This is going to be an absolute battle out there on the ice. I think there's a couple of playmakers you definitely want to circle. I'm circling Sam Reinhart here, the Florida Panthers, for that anytime goal. He's coming in at plus 155. He's been phenomenally strong in the playoffs and in the regular season. On the power play, he's lights out. He led the regular season on power play goals, 57 regular season goals as well, and phenomenally strong here in the playoffs. And then for the New York Rangers, it's Chris Kreider for me. His ability to have that presence in front of the net, I think he does get in front of Bobrovsky in this one and probably takes that assist from Panarin and sneaks it in. A little bit of puck luck here for Chris Kreider. His anytime goal coming in at plus 200, Joe.
All right, so we've got two teams and the numbers are just gaudy, Joe. I mean, you're talking about a Panthers team averaging over 3.5 goals a game in the playoffs. But you know what? So are the Rangers. The offensive firepower, the guys that they have here up and down these lines is crazy. Now, having said that, am I nuts thinking under 1.5 in the first period here? Because I think the whole tone of this series is going to be set in this first period here. And if it's 2-1 at the end of one, it's probably not what either of these two teams will be looking for. So under 1.5 first period, what do you think?
Yeah, I would look at that under 1.5 in the first period too, Joe, because you know these goaltenders are so sound. The Florida Panthers are known for that solid defense that really limits their opponent's ability to get those shots. And the New York Rangers defensively have been so strong. I'm expecting a hard-hitting first period here, Joe, where you're right, they're going to set the tone. Both of these teams are going to hit on each other, get the back checks as well. And then I think in that third period is where we open up a little bit more in this first game. So I would take the first period under 1.5, but I lean to the full game over the 5.5.
Yeah, I love it here. So when it all comes down to it here, Joe, we need a winner in this game. It sounds like you might be looking at goals later as opposed to early. I kind of think I'm really worried about the Panthers staying out of the penalty box. That's not how they play. They're not a finesse team. They're going to take their chances and roll the dice. But if they stay in the penalty box and give the Rangers opportunities on a power play, it could be a lot of goals and it could be down 1-0 here tonight. So what are you thinking?
Yeah, I'm thinking it is the New York Rangers who get the win tonight. I'm willing to grab them at home here in Madison Square Garden. I do think the Florida Panthers come out to set that tone like you're talking about, but I think that tone comes being set by those hard hits that will equal some fights out there. The Florida Panthers in the penalty box isn't a great thing here. Like you said, the power play is so elite for the New York Rangers, converting at over 31%. But also, if the Rangers get in the box, this is a team that can get those shorties. They've already got 4 shorthanded goals in the playoffs. So I'm not counting them out even when they're on the kill there, Joe.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Buckle up. Should be an awful lot of fun. You've got another series coming up too, which I don't know. The hatred for Edmonton is alive and well, Joe, especially with folks from Canada who have an opportunity for a Canadian team to play for a Stanley Cup, and yet I can't find anybody who wants them to win anything. What happens here with the Dallas? Do they have a shot? Because look at the price in this series.
Yeah, you know what? This is going to be a phenomenally hard series for the Edmonton Oilers. You've got the top playmakers of Edmonton, and I'm tipping my hat to Evan Bouchard, the first defenseman who's been able to record 20 points in the first two series of the playoffs. And then you have Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. This is the first team that's had three playmakers with 20-plus points in the first two rounds. So tipping my hat to them, but against the Dallas Stars here, the Dallas Stars have Jake Oettinger, and they have the depth up and down the roster, something the Edmonton Oilers can't say. If injury happens to anyone on Edmonton, it's a huge issue, and they still have Stuart Skinner and Calvin Pickett for their goaltending duel. So I can't have faith in Edmonton. I think the Dallas Stars are too deep and too strong in goal in this one, Joe.
Feels also like it's going to be another one of those buckle up for the long run. Doesn't feel like a series that's going to be over in five or anything like that. It feels like a whole lot of overs might be bet in that series as well. But it all starts tonight with the Eastern Conference getting ready to go.
LA! L-E-D-E-N-E-Z.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Rangers at home at the Garden will be rocking, taking on the Florida Panthers here. And we've got plenty of Major League Baseball. We'll get you caught up with the scores. We'll take a look with Joe on the late night slate next here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game time decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri alongside Joe Maddon talking some NHL playoffs and, of course, some Major League Baseball right now. A quick update for you is as Aaron Judge has just hit a ball into New Jersey. So it'll be a 2-0 Yankees lead here. And I know you're excited to hear that, Joe. It's, you know, when I need him to actually hit a home run, he doesn't. And when we don't want him to, he does. So Yankees up 2-0 quickly there. 1-1 Padres and Cincinnati right now. No score in the Giants in Pittsburgh, and the Phillies and the Rangers get ready for some runs here, folks. 2-2 just in the top of the third inning. So some interesting games here, and it'll all culminate, Joe, tonight with the Dodgers and Arizona. And, boy, it's gone pretty well for the Dodgers so far. What are we going to get here tonight, though, with the Dodgers and Arizona?
I'm looking for a big explosive offensive night out of the LA Dodgers tonight. We know the Diamondbacks were able to pull off the big win yesterday, winning that one 7-3. And the Dodgers, I do believe, answer back. Now, Tyler Glass now getting the start for them. We know how phenomenally strong he has been at home. And he needs a bit of a bounce back here after his last game. When we look at the Diamondbacks, Ryan Nelson coming out, he's not a pitcher that instills any faith for me, Joe. His ERA is sitting over 7, and I think with the powerful lineup here of the LA Dodgers, they're going to hit him, and they're going to hit him fast in this one. This is a game I'd look at the Yurphy, but I'm also sitting here and I'm rolling with the Dodgers alt team total. I'm alting that team total to over 5.5 to get some plus money at plus 126. You can take it at 4.5, but you're going to have to lay the juice. And with the wind blowing out in this game here, I do think the Dodgers have a big explosive day. So give me that alt team total over 5.5 at plus 126, Joe. And yeah, I'd look at the Yurphy as well. I think the Dodgers, those home runs are coming. You just look at this lineup. You got Ohtani, Betts, Freddie Freeman, Will Smith. The list just keeps going on.
Yeah, kind of a loaded lineup there. And, you know, I try to give Aaron, what a difference a couple of months makes, right? I mean, Arizona has been going through it, to say the least, here, and just can't seem to get it done. I mean, laying $3 is crazy, but I love the fact that you're looking at the alternate market there because, yes, that is a pretty good way to go here. Arizona has not proven an ability to be able to ever get to glass now, I think, in his career. So yeah, that should be a good one. And for those that didn't join us earlier here as we get ready for Atlanta and the Cubs, listen, Atlanta's been going through it. They lost again in extra innings last night to the Cubs. They have runs have been few and far between for this team over the last month. I like him here, though. I feel like Steele is exactly the kind of guy that could get Atlanta back on track. How are you looking at this game?
I'm looking for the Braves to get back on track. You're right, Joe. You said it. Against Justin Steele here, he's already given up 5 home runs on the season, which isn't like Justin Steele. We look at him last season, he only gave up 8 in 173 and one-third innings pitch. So to give up 5, this is crazy. I do think the Atlanta Braves hit him, and they hit him hard. His ERA is sitting at a 5.21. So I'm going to look here at the Atlanta Braves to come out nice and solid with Max Fried getting the start. We know how strong Max Fried has played in Chicago in his career, and I do think this is a game where he comes out and limits the bats of Chicago here in this one. So give me the Atlanta Braves in the first half, laying the half a run. That's coming in at plus 108, but I do think you could alt that number even. I expect them to be up by 2 runs in that first 5 innings. You're going to get beautiful plus money if you alt that number, but you're still getting plus money just laying the half a run in the first 5 at plus 108. But I trust in Max Fried here.
I agree here. And just for the record, just to make sure, you are not backing the home favorite Oakland Athletics, correct? No way, Oakland. It's Colorado for you tonight.
It's Colorado all the way. Give me the home road dog of the Colorado Rockies. Not many times we can say that, Joe, but Austin Kromber coming out here for them. He's been on fire this month, going 1-0 with a 0.48 ERA. He's pitched, you know, only allowing 1 earned run in the last 18 innings this month. So he's in for a big day. Give me the Rockies first 5 at plus 120. I don't trust their bullpen too much, but they'll get it done.
Love it. See, a little something for everyone here tonight. We got some dogs, we got some favorites, we've got playoffs. Enjoy them all here, Joe. We appreciate it. Game Time Decisions will continue here on The Grid next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. Getting ready for what should be a great night. Major League Baseball underway. We've got NBA playoffs. We've got NHL playoffs. And coming off another great major in the PGA Tour here, the PGA Championship. And finally, friends can allow friends to bet on Xander Schauffele. And Brady Cannon knows this all too well. The man on this network that sat in that chair right here and told you, Xander Schauffele, when all others said, hell no, he was the only one that said, I'm telling you, he's got the game, and it paid huge dividends, Brady. So welcome back in, man, and congratulations. You stuck with it, you saw it through, and Xander delivered finally. So now we can move away from the he can't close out on a Sunday narrative anymore.
Yeah, and thank goodness for that, Joe. I mean, I saw that last putt rattle around and finally drop and jumped off the couch. And, you know, I mean, we had it cornered. We could have won money with Bryson too, but I'm so glad that it happened for Xander for exactly the reasons that you state. Had that guy, first of all, he admitted he didn't want to go to a playoff against Bryson playing that 18th hole where DeChambeau's length has a huge advantage. And, you know, then even more doubt creeps into Xander's head. So I'm just so glad he was able to close the door. And yeah, everybody now can see, hey, this guy hasn't really lost these tournaments. He's been beaten. And thankfully, he was able to go out and beat the other guys in this one. And boy, what a player. I mean, it validated everything we've been talking about for this guy. And finally, that monkey's off his back. And, you know, I hope he starts winning a few more. You know, a lot of people are, you know, moaning and groaning about, you know, a major championship shouldn't finish at 21 under par and, you know, this and that. And I tell you what, I don't know, but Valhalla for the fourth time in a row has, you know, produced some tremendous drama down the stretch. I thought the theater was fantastic on Sunday at that championship with a lot of stars all over that leaderboard. So, yeah, say what you want, but I thought it was a very good watch, very exciting.
No, it was. It certainly delivered on the entertainment factor, but from a challenging factor for but I don't have to worry about that because it won't be there again. A very different challenge next year, and a very different challenge at Pinehurst coming up for the U.S. Open. So if you like to see these guys struggle and scream and yell and break clubs like I do, get ready for the U.S. Open. It should be a awful lot of fun. But we got to get to the Charles Schwab first here. And no shortage of big names in this one either here, Brady. So what gives? What are we looking at this week?
Well, I went back to my man that I had last week at the PGA Championship, and that's Colin Morikawa. I mean, this guy was tied for the lead with Schauffele going into the final round. And I think this course is even a better fit for him. I mean, Morikawa, you know, famously at both Augusta National and Valhalla, big, massive properties, was able to keep up with the big boys because his driving accuracy is so good. He's not exactly a short knocker, but he's not hitting it out there as far as Xander and a lot of these guys on tour either. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, the short game has become a real weapon for Morikawa. You know, he's finished runner-up here at Colonial before. He's finished top 10 at all the correlated courses, YLA for the Sony, Harbortown. He just finished runner-up there recently. You know, all these shorter tracks, TPC Southwind, you know, the positional accuracy-based golf courses really correlate with Colonial. And so I think Morikawa, you know, I didn't go all the way to the top of the board at less than 3-1 on Scottie Scheffler, but the next second or the next favorite choice there on Morikawa at 12-1. And then I jumped much further. I mean, there's a big separation on this odds board. You know, once you get past Scheffler, it seems like next thing you know, everybody's in the 50s. And that's where I went. I took Denny McCarthy at 50-1. I took Christian Bezuidenhout at 50-1. Both these guys had great finishes at the Wells Fargo. They've had good years. Denny McCarthy lost in a playoff at the Valero Texas Open. Bezuidenhout with a 13th at the Players, a 9th at the Valspar. Again, this course should fit their game much better than what we saw last week, a totally different style course. And then 55-1 on Andrew Putnam and 55-1 on Billy Horschel. Andrew Putnam with a top 10 at the Sony earlier this year, top 20 earlier this year at Harbortown, and then also a top 20 last month at the Valero Texas. And Billy Horschel has been on fire. He won last month the Corrales Punta Cana Championship, finished 8th at the PGA Championship just last week. So I love his current form. He's got top 10s at all the correlated courses. Went with a 5-pack this week, Joe. Morikawa, Denny McCarthy, Bezuidenhout, Andrew Putnam, and Billy Horschel.
So let me ask you, are you sure Morikawa is actually going to pack the putter in the bag on Sunday this week? Just asking. It would be absolutely fantastic. And what are we to make about... I mean, this is a total restoration here of Colonial, right? The Country Club.
Correct.
Is it totally different than what we in years past here? Some people love it. Some people say, you're not going to see a whole lot of difference.
I totally agree with the latter. I don't think now there's difference, but I don't think it makes for a different type of player winning this. Mm-hmm. I don't think it really changes that you have to hit the ball accurately. You have to work the ball in both directions around dog legs. The greens are still very small, bent grass surfaces. What they've done is they've removed some trees. They've removed some sandbuckers. They've kind of opened up the property a little bit, get some more sunlight in there. You know, that's kind of been a modern trend to get more airflow through. You know, it's kind of an agronomy thing where it's healthier for the turf and the property and all the nature and what have you to kind of, you know, take some of that congestion out of there. And Colonial was suffering for that. And Gil Hance is just a master at kind of restoring these courses to the original historic design. So I think it'll be much better, but I don't think it really changes who, you know, what type of player is going to win this golf tournament. It's going to be about precision. You mentioned the U.S. Open at Pinehurst, Joe. I've known this for a long time. A friend of mine told me this a long time ago, and I still think it holds true. Watch for guys that play well at Colonial this week or have in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Colonial held a U.S. Open in 1941. Look at guys that do well here this week, and those are guys that can very much play well at a U.S. Open. There's a big connection there between Colonial and success at a U.S. Open.
Yeah, well, it's you still got to drive it in a fairway. Iron play there, some layup holes, and it's got a little something. So bottom line is we're looking for guys that can hit the irons and put them close here. And then, of course, putting is usually what figures it all out when it's said and done. Let me ask you, can we stop people stop betting Jordan Spieth because the tournament's in Texas? Just saying.
Yeah.
Can we stop,
you know,
stop betting Jordan Spieth?
And they're all over him once again this week. Exactly. I know he is the third biggest liability at BetMGM. And let's see, I think he has the third largest handle at BetMGM as well. So they're all over Jordan Spieth again this week. And, you know, you and I both know, a lot of golf fans out there know, the form has been completely inconsistent this year. Mm-hmm. I think the wrist is a bigger issue than he's letting on. It's in his head. You know, I don't know how much pain he's in all the time with the wrist, but, you know, he says sometimes it pops out, the ligament. I mean, that's not good. Mm-hmm. You're playing golf and sometimes your ligament, and you never know when it's going to happen. I think that's kind of in the back of his mind. But in the defense of all these people that are betting Jordan Spieth, this guy is an absolute master at this golf course. He's won it before. Yes. He's finished.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Top 10 seven times, and out of those seven top 10s, three of them are runner-up finishes. So he does tend to play well in his backyard. And by the way, Scottie Scheffler, another guy that is from the Dallas area, he lost in a playoff here 2 years ago to Sam Burns. So I wouldn't be surprised to see those guys up there again.
Yeah, hurry up and get Scottie Scheffler now, because if he's the first round leader, it'll be minus 400. Brady Cannon, appreciate it, my man. Let's cash another ticket. Game Time Decisions continues here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. Plenty going on right now around the world of sports. Major League Baseball underway. A couple of late games still to come, of course. Top of the hour, in addition to the opening tip of the NBA Western Conference Finals, rather, there. Dallas and Minnesota. They will drop the puck at Madison Square Garden. Florida Panthers taking on the Rangers. But more importantly, the man joining me will take over with in-game live primetime, covering all of it for you. Scotty Wetzel in the house here. And Scotty, you're in New York there. I would imagine you must have seen a ton of Ranger jerseys on your way to the studios today, did you?
I did. It's weird, you know, because I worked the other day when the Knicks were playing Indiana. I think you and I were even working over the weekend.
Yeah.
And me and you, or you and Joe, and I said, boy, it was strange, Joe. I mean, there weren't anybody walking around. No one was hawking shirts or hawking the cassettes where they think they're going to be the next, Bob Marley. I mean, usually you get all that stuff. There was nothing. It was like deader than dead. But today, the Ranger fans, they come out and everything else. But before we get to the breakdown, I got a great stat, right? I got a something has happened 19 straight times. Before you put your shekels down on this game,
what?
Just bear with me here. I got something that's happened in 19 straight Ranger Florida Panther games. So, but before we get to that, that's a tease. I hope you had the Milwaukee Brewers yesterday, right? I'm remiss because I forgot to email you. I was a little running around, but you know the Milwaukee Brewers against your Miami Marlins threw a left-handed pitcher on the hill, right, Joe? 1-17 now are the Miami Marlins against lefty starters this year. That is remarkable. So I was hoping you did it because we talked about that, and I was going to remind you there's a lefty going for against Miami.
And I was on air last night, Scotty. I was on in-game live with Cher, and I'm screaming because I'm going, you've got to be kidding me. Like, every time I turned around, Miami tied him up or took the lead, and I'm like, are you kidding me? But it did hold true, and I did remember, and that is written down on my computer, right at the top in big red Sharpie every time to know that you got to fade the Marlins when they face left-handed starters.
Yeah. All right, so Rangers, Florida, Joe. Over-under is 5.5. Do you realize that the Rangers and Florida Panthers have had 6 goals in a game, not just 3 games in a row all this year, not 5 games in a row, not 10 games in a row, not 15 games in a row. How about Rangers and Florida Panthers have had at least 6 goals in 19 straight games? You got to go back to 2000. This is amazing, right? You got to go back to 2016 to find the last Ranger-Florida Panther game that has not had at least 6 goals. With Bobrovsky and Shesterkin and the whole kit and caboodle, these two teams, when they get together, they score. So why are they giving you 5.5? I don't know. But to me, you got to be nuts to bet the under. You either don't bet it at all, or you bet the over, obviously. But there's no way in the world. And I hear everybody, oh, love the under, love the under. It's going to be low-scoring series. You know what? Maybe it will, but not with my cash on the under, I'll tell you that.
So now you're telling me they're going to come out flying here, and maybe the first period over is not a bad look. 19 in a row?
19, and I looked it up, I said, that no way, right? I saw 10 in a row, actually. And then I said, let me just Google and see, you know, Florida Panthers, New York Rangers history, and see how far this really goes back. Because a lot of websites will give you last 10 stats, right?
Right.
And it was 9-0-1 because there was one game that it was 6, so that was actually a push in that game. So I looked it up. Yeah, you got to go back to 2016. That is amazing. I mean, 19.
That's huge.
Right? I mean.
That's huge.
So, right? How could you possibly bet the under tonight? Now watch it be 2-1.
And how many times did they play this year, Scotty? How many did they play?
Surprisingly.
At all three, over 6.
And all three went over. Yeah. All three cashed.
It ain't broke. if it ain't broke, people, right? We ain't fixing it. Keep it rolling. Just like the Marlins against left-handed starters, it's going to have to lose twice in a row for me not to keep playing it. That's how it rolls here. You got anything on the Western Conference game tonight? Minnesota taking on Dallas. Any sort of crazy stat we should know about?
Nothing crazy, but, you know, I do like Minnesota in the series, but I'm going to grab Dallas plus the 4.5, maybe by the hook, get it up to 5. Minnesota won 3 of the 4 regular season matchups, but Luka and Kyrie didn't play in 2 of them, so they really split 1-1 because they lost those 2 games, obviously. I do like Luka a lot in his point total props there, over 28.5. In the 2 games he played, 34 and 39 points against Minnesota.
Oof.
Anthony Edwards. Edwards is kind of weird. He's played all 4. It's either feast, literally, or famine, literally. He scored 36 and 44 points in 2 of the games, and then he scored 9 in the other 2. So now one was a complete blowout, but still, even a blowout, you should get more than 9 points. So I'll throw a little flyer on those over 28.5 points. All 4 games went way over this number. I do like the under, though, a little bit, but just to keep in mind that all 4 regular season games did go over. But again, 2 of those were not really Dallas Maverick teams. So, but I like the Mavericks. They play their best ball, Joe, on the road. They're 4-2 straight up on the road. They won a couple of times. Obviously, you know, they won with in L.A. a couple times. So I think Dallas at least covers, if not wins outright.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one here. Did you have any late night baseball on the card here tonight, Scott?
That we do have. Here's another one. All right, you ready? Under 8.5 Atlanta Chicago. Last 25 games, Joe. Do you realize that only 3 Atlanta Brave baseball games last 25 have had at least 9 runs? Everything else, 8 runs or less. Give me the under, right?
Amazing. You can take your 20-mile-an-hour wind at Wrigley and shove it when it comes to playing the Braves.
Yeah.
If it ain't broke, Scotty.
LVTV-NBC. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
We ain't fixing it. That is the bottom line there. Love it. See, plenty of tickets to cash. Scotty's taking over here. Top of the hour in Game Live prime time. We'll close it out for him next year on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri, getting ready. Coming up here in just a few, we've got plenty that we're going to be excited about watching. Mavericks taking on the Timberwolves. Dallas in Minnesota for game one of the Western Conference Finals. Still seeing 4.5s in the marketplace right now. Also, 207 right now is the total. That is up from around 205.5, which is what it was when it first opened up. So the over money getting a little bit of love here. And I had told you 12-1 when we're looking at over unders. 12 overs, one under. When you have teams who are favorite now, like Minnesota, coming out of a game seven. So, and it makes total sense that teams that are a favorite at home, they just won that big game seven. They're a little less in the legs, a little tired, trying to adapt and, you know, make the switch to a different team now, different situation. It would make sense that we're probably going to get more points in this game than we may in, let's say, oh, I don't know, game two, three, four, five, six. Pick your pick whichever one you want. I do happen to think zigzags are probably in order in this. If Dallas were to win tonight, I got Minnesota tomorrow, I don't care, or vice versa. I do think the zigzag theory might very well be in play in this series here. Not so much in the Boston and Indiana series, although Indiana blew the perfect opportunity to steal one there. But this is a good opportunity, I think, for the Mavericks tonight to get it done. Well-rested, two superstars, finally healthy. I think it's a good opportunity here in a bad situational spot for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Not saying Dallas is going to win the series, but I do think Dallas has got a pretty good opportunity to get it done here tonight. The puck will drop at Madison Square Garden as well in a few moments as the New York Rangers are hosting the Florida Panthers in what is an interesting line all week here, is it not? As you've got 5.5 kind of sitting there, not moving a whole lot during the week, but you got the Panthers as a minus 120, 125 favorite, which means the Rangers, in some spots in the country, well, they're the favorite on the East Coast. And in other parts, the Panthers are the slight favorite. And the money has been going back and forth between both of these teams. So very even series. These are two teams that have advantages over one another and disadvantages. And the big question is going to be which team shows up and takes control of this series. Big game one setting the tone for this series here tonight. I still happen to think that this is going to be a very physical opening series, especially early on. I'm going to take the under 1.5 in the first period. In this one, I do think expect some defense here first. Expect some guys to really be going at it. I think under 1.5 is not a bad look, but I wouldn't be shocked if a lot of goals are coming in the second and the third period in this one. So that's how I'm going to look at that game. We've got plenty of Major League Baseball going on right now that Scotty Wetzel and crew will take over and get you going with, including the Marlins still holding on to a 1-0 lead over the Brewers, the Pirates, and it looks like the Giants. Pirates just scored bottom of the fourth, and it looks like they just took out, and I think they're just going to the bullpen here. So pitching change right now for the Giants, bottom of the fourth inning there, but 1-0 Pirates. And how about the Phillies? Is anybody going to stop this team? They just hit another three runs. It's now 6-2. Philadelphia is absolutely crushing the ball. So are the Blue Jays right now. 7-0 in the third inning against the White Sox. We got no score. Atlanta and Chicago in a game that was lined at about 9.5 with the wind blowing out at Wrigley. Max Fried on the mound for Atlanta, and they are handling their business right now. Their Yankees still up 2-0 in their game against Seattle, and Aaron Judge two-run home run to start that game. That's what they've got. And, of course, we still have Dodgers getting ready to go tonight against the Arizona Diamondbacks. So that'll do it. We've got you covered here as In-Game Live Primetime is coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Game Time Decisions. We'll be back tomorrow. Cash those tickets. We'll talk to you again soon.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.